For CEF Mobile. For TFW Mobile. KO4 CEF Mobile.
How was your day?
Not bad. I almost got caught up. It's normal after the weekend. Monday, Tuesday's kind of catch-up day, and yeah, well, I guess we're already past Monday, so at least I ain't got but 4 days ago.
That went by pretty quick. Seemed like it was a pretty good day.
You said at least it's a short week. You got one day down, and what's that leave? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's not bad.
After that, and then I got a short week next week, too.
Still going to be busy with that short week, though, ain't you?
Them guys cut those trees.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm gonna pretend like the boss man. Green shirt.
That's exactly it.
There's one of those too.
Everybody uses for is a green shirt.
You wear a red shirt. Is there a red shirt out there?
ESA was wearing kind of a burgundy shirt for a little while. If she was in maintenance group, it's possible. We've had contract workforce over the years that were, you know, kind of a burgundy or reddish color. But I don't know of any roles on the line for the most part that had different colors. It's usually been blue and the light blue and then the green, and then everybody else just wore the normal navy blue all the time.
He's just navy blue because he's been BMW 20 something years.
As long as I have, then.
When's they been open there, I think?
December of 1999, which they'd already been open 4 or 5 years by then.
Look into that about a year after they were open, but changed my mind.
Changed my mind when I had to go do the test at the Duncan Center, and I had to change all those rims, and man, I was wide open. I was slinging lug nuts everywhere, and when I left there that day, I'm like, I don't know if I want anything to do with all this.
But you stayed in shape, right?
Yeah, but and then when they talk about it nowadays, like what can they do to make sure we get good people, I always tell them, I said, well, you bring the rim room back. I said, at least the people you got in here, you know, are wanting to work. Because if you make it out of that, you definitely wanted a job.
If so many people cycled in and out of there, there ain't enough people in their immediate area. They had to lower their standards a little bit. Now they're paying for it.
Definitely taking everything they can get right now. The days of being overly picky, like when I was hired on, you know, they tell you, well, you were 2 out of 100 people that got hired on. 98 people didn't get hired on. And now I think they just take everything they can get. We bring people in for weekend work, and they'll work, you know, like a Friday and Monday. Man, they barely even do a background check probably on them, and that's about it.
Us, you know, we could probably, you know, go down on the work skill, but it's that darn background check that you can't get around.
You can get a couple people, and sometimes they'll get them in there, and then after a couple days or a week, they'll end up having to let them go. They're turning nice and getting pretty. You and the wife aren't planning any camping trips?
Won't do anything until, I don't know, August or September, and then we got this coming weekend, grandson's birthday, then the end of June, we got a surprise birthday for her mom, and that, and then so many people have already put in for it, you know, to be off, so she's got to, you know, find a day when nobody's off.
And that's why, so my next trip's not till August. And a lot of that was just revolved around either other people's vacation or birthday parties. And, you know, got summer camp coming up for Boy Scouts. It's like, man, June and July is just too fat to do anything.
Ever did see any fish pictures from your beach trip.
I didn't catch anything spectacular. I caught a little shark, which, you know, I was still happy to reel him on in. And then I think the other one was a sea bass, but I ain't 100% certain on that one. I know he had a mouthful of teeth, so.
In a YouTube video, the guy had a one of them little remote control boats, and he hooked his bait to it, and he let that thing go out there a couple of hundred yards. It had a little sonar on it, and he could see where the drop-off was, and he dropped it off right there and brought the boat back, and he was catching nice fish.
I mean, that's the main thing. I mean, you can get out there past the surf and whatnot. It's not that bad. I know people kayak out and stuff. I just chunk it out there and catch whatever will hit it.
You could just tie it to your airplane and then have your airplane just drop it out there for you.
That'd be a great idea. I've seen videos where they fly them out there on a drone and drop them. And that way they can get them a lot further out. I mean, that's a heck of an idea. It'll do the job.
About crashing it in the water or landing it, right?
The main thing. I saw a wreck on the interstate.
Well, you know, heavy traffic and somebody trying to do 80.
Had an SUV come over on a little Toyota. What's bad is it was a state trooper about two or three cars up ahead, so if he would have seen it, would have been on. But I guess he's probably headed home not paying attention. Honestly, it's too nice an evening. I don't want to go home and go to Boy Scouts. I want to go sit out on the back porch.
On the back porch, play radio.
Nice. I'm going to have to figure out some way to hook a radio up and run an antenna out there.
Scan 4PFW.
My wife a few days ago, I just got to figure out how to get the coax and stuff out of the screened in porch without really damaging anything. You know, I don't really want to bore a hole through the Trex wood or anything else. So, I don't know. I'll figure something out eventually. KO4CEF.
Kind of switch or something.
Nice switch. You know, I have run coax all the way from my regular antenna, just use a little adapter and put the coax together and then run it all the way out to the screen-in porch. But then you got a coax run all the way from the living room, through the kitchen, out the back door, going outside. But, you know, that ain't a good thing to do when people are walking around the house.
Put a switch right there to radio and run, you know, one radio and, or, let's see, how would you do it? One antenna and two radios. Just put the, run you another coax under the house out, you know, out to the back deck. Just run it down through the floor. And then you just put the switch and then use a radio outside.
I think if I was willing to put a hole in anything, I'd be able to do it. And I thought about if I could figure out how to, you know, just run a coax, put it on a metal plate, I could at least get 2 meters or something pretty easily outside. I mean, you could use a little mag mount antenna and then get out. And but I just hadn't been willing to start thinking about putting a hole in my new screened-in porch.
Hey, the diameter of the coax, and that'll pretty much seal it right up and then put your ends on.
Thank you. This radio in, crossband repeat, talk that way, but it's such a pain in the butt to set up. You know, you gotta turn it off, put everything on the right channels, and then turn it back on a certain way.
Yeah, you just turn the two VFOs to what you want, tell it crossband repeat, and it's good to go. My hardest part was remembering to turn it off at night.
Yeah. But yeah, on my radio, you set the two VFOs, and then you turn it off, and then when you turn it back on, you gotta hold a two or three buttons at the same time, and it'll come back on and crossband repeat. It's a really weird setup. I don't know why they don't just let you enable it or something in the menu.
Had to do it. I mean, it wasn't there in the menu, but then you had to, you know, hold three or four buttons when you turned it on, and then it would put that option in the menu.
Sounds pretty similar. And then they, I think on this radio, they said it has a hot mic whenever you do that, so you need to unplug the microphone to put it in crossband repeat. It'd be my luck, something would happen.
Yeah, that.
Like, connect to your radio from your phone and use it that way. That way you can talk RF using your phone, which, you know, for the repeater, I could use Echo Link, but, you know, where's the fun in that? Not doing RF unless you, you know, unless you got to use Echo Link, which I've done plenty of times.
Sometimes, not that often, though.
Driveway, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 732, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. You have a safe trip home, and like I said, we'll talk at you in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your final.
Three, Andrew, you have a good one in that, and I don't have that much to go, just rolling out of Lyman now. So you have a good one. I'll catch you in the morning. KN4GFW.